There we go. Okay. Is my screen coming through?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Great. Okay, so this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 130. We'll just jump right into it. So the Mind at Heart team was working this sprint on the caching infrastructure and the caching of orderables. I'm interested to hear how that's going. And the sprint spirit animal. I always read that as sprint animal. You know, the sprint spirit animal is a bat. I'm so curious how you come up with these. That's an interesting one. So that's okay. It looked like it was a good sprint this period. 37 story points across 9 tickets. So well done. Good job. I did notice here when I looked at Sona that there is this one failure that's ongoing. Does anybody know what is happening here with the off-user interface?
I didn't even know that we had any task in the Auth UI, so it's worth investigating.
I think that someone from Angola team just pushed some changes.
Okay, I will check with them then.
All right, do we normally create an issue when something like this comes up and we're not sure what the cause is? Or do we just follow up on it and then decide what to do after that?
So they probably pushed something that is related to a certain ticket. So I can just follow up in that ticket in that case.
Okay, sounds good. All right, let me just refresh. That was the only failure that I saw, but I'm sitting late, but I don't think so. Just that one failure we know about. And yeah, okay, so I think that's it. Oh wait, I guess the more would probably be all branch related ones, about 180, but that's probably a safe assumption. Okay. All right, so that is where we're at. I guess I will hand it over to you, Sebastian, or whomever, to get started on going through the tickets.
Yeah, I can start us off. And kindly let me know if you can see my screen.
Yep, I can see it.
Awesome. So as mentioned, during this sprint, we are focused on the caching infrastructure and caching orderables. Actually, the caching orderables is something that we didn't get to. But as for the caching infrastructure, at least we managed to finish most of the backend work that is needed to be able to support caching. Other than that, we have finally managed to move all of the UI-related tickets to updating orderables, so the UI for orderables, for program orderables, and for the facility type-approved products. Those tickets were already either in review or in QA on the last showcase. So we have briefly showed how they just look like. But there were a couple of minor issues identified during the testing phase, so that's why they were only closed during the sprint. Okay, and good to talk about the approach for the following sprint. So what we want to work on and what we want to deliver for the 3.7. We had like two ideas what to focus on the backlog grooming. So it would be just good to recap that. But for now, let's get to the showcase. I have one ticket that I have managed to finish during this sprint, and this is implementing support for if modified since header in get orderables ID. And I will demonstrate how the how backend behaves. So what we are currently seeing is Postman, and I will be sending a request to the backend server to the UAT. to retrieve an orderable of a specific ID. And as you can see, the endpoint is just working as it used to, so it's returning me an orderable of the ID that that I wanted to fetch. What has changed is that now in the response headers, we are getting this information about the last modified date of this orderable. So it's just saying when it was last updated by anyone. And since now, we are also able to tell our backend server whether it should return the response or not. So now the request to fetch an orderable is conditional. If the resource has not changed on the backend server, we will not be returning a response body. We will be returning a 304 response code, which is, of course, good for anyone that uses OpenLMIS in a country that has slower internet connections, because we don't need to send this unnecessary data to them over and over again. We would be able to cache the resources on the client side, and the server would just return a response that nothing has changed. So let's just test it out. So as you can see, the resource was last modified on 7:27 and 47 seconds. So I will ask the server to not return the response if it wasn't modified since that date. And I am sending it. And as you can see here, the status is 304, not modified. And I'm not getting any response body. So it's just empty, and I'm not sending the client anything unnecessary. If the date is in the future, this should work exactly the same. Yes, so 304, not modified. And if it's in the past, so the resource was modified after this date, then I'm getting 200 and a whole orderable. So that's how the backend support for caching works. And that's it for my part of the showcase.
One question for you, Sebastian, and I'm going to show my lack of knowledge about the various HTTP headers. The last modified since, is that, or whatever the name of that header that you use, is that like the standard naming for that?
Yes. So yeah, I can just quickly share my screen again. So there is this standard. It defines how this header should behave if modified since, like what should be the format of the date. So we are using this exact format on our backend. But yes, this is defined how it should work, like, and like what response code it should return.
Excellent. Perfect. Great. Thanks.
Okay, so I guess that we can now switch to Dansk, and I will start. So let me share my screen. Okay, you should see it now. Great. So in this sprint, I completed two tickets. The first one is very similar to the tickets that Sebastian just showcased. So it was also about implementing support for if modified since header, but for endpoints which are used to searching orderables. So I will also quickly show you the Postman. Okay, so maybe I will start from getting orderable by name, which is sent in search params.
Yeah, so if I send the request with the date that is before our last modified date of the orderable, then I'm getting the response okay. And if I change the time, then I should get a response not modified. This works the same for example, searching by identities. In the body, I've got some identities that I want to search for, and the date is also before the last modified date. So I, after sending the request, I should get response okay. And after changing the time, which will be after the last modified, it's a correct response, not modified. So it works for other search parameters like getting by IDs or getting all orderables. So I think that I will start sharing, displaying another ticket. So the second ticket that I've completed is about implementing orderable versioning in fulfillment service. So I had to add changes in order line items, shipment line items, and proof of delivery line items. Have correct orderable versions there. So let me show you how it works. So I will log in as Vivo. I will convert my requisition to order. And now I want to go to fulfill order screen, start fulfillment. Yeah, this error is not connected with my ticket. So this is our basic order. And let's say that I want to change this product. Its version is 1 right now. So I will log out and log in as administrator. It's taking some time to log in. Okay, finally. And I want to update this product BCG. I will change its name. And I log in as Vivo again. So you can see that this product didn't change the name. Its version is the same as before. It's number 1. We can also see it in the preview, that order line items, orderable, meta version 1. Similar, if I go to view this order and I want to print it, here I can see that the name didn't change, so its version is correct. So I think that would be everything. So the versions work as it should. And maybe if you have any questions, then I could answer them. But basically it looks like this. So maybe I can now hand it over to someone else.
So I just have a quick question about the previous ticket, about the search endpoint for the drivers. Mm-hmm. So I thought that our search endpoint only allows to search by program and stuff like that, but can we actually provide like a list of orderable IDs?
Yes.
And just retrieve them in one call?
Yes. We have it in our endpoint that we can put the IDs as our search params and we get the list of orderables by IDs.
So for caching support on the UI, we would be able to make just one call with all of the products that are in the requisitions, right? So if I have a requisition with 200 products, I would make just one call to orderable search and provide those 200 products. And if any of those products changed, I would receive the answer. But if none of them changed, I would just get 304.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I thought that's something that we are still missing, but that's awesome that we already have it.
Yeah. So it would be everything from me. I will stop sharing.
Okay, so I can go next. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so I have two tickets about implementing UI for orderables and for facility type approved products, but both of them were presented on the previous showcase. So do you want me to showcase it again?
Maybe if you could just tell us what has changed since the last showcase. I think there were like minor bugs that were discovered.
Okay, so in this ticket about orderables, we found that updating dispensing unit doesn't work properly for all types of dispensables. And now it works for a default type. So we can update a dispensing unit. But we have another bug for adding implementation for updating another types of dispensable. So dispensable with dispensing unit are default one and ones, and another type has different attributes, so we are not able to update them for now. And I think that was the issue in this ticket. And in this ticket, the issue was that when we have inactive facility type approved product, and then we want to add it again, all fields were restored from the database. So if a user provides 3 weeks and 1 week, so one and two periods, but in database there were 3 and 4. It was 3 and 4 after restoring the facility type approved product. And now the required fields are restored. Active flag is set as true, but the emergency order point max periods of stock and the minimum periods of stock are from the inputs. Yeah, and I think that's it. Yeah. So do you have any questions about the stickers?
I don't have any questions. I think it looks great.
Okay. So I will pass the ball to Ola.
Okay. Let me share my screen. This is my screen. Okay. During last sprint, I finished implement UI from program on Rails. I also presented it on last showcase, but I can add now that I checked which fields are required. And now only program and orderable display category is required. So I can add new program orderable and add it. Okay. I think that's all from me. I also working on implement caching on UI, but I haven't finished it yet. Do you have any question? Okay. So thank you. I think that's all from Gdańsk sites.
Okay, so are there any questions about the showcase part? Okay, I am not hearing anything. So Wes and Josh, maybe if we could just take like 5 or 10 minutes to discuss what should be the priority for the upcoming sprint.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're discussing with Josh two possibilities on our last backlog grooming. So one would involve making the following, the next sprint, the last development sprint before the release. And in that case, we would need to resign from orderables caching. So we would focus on finishing everything that is related just to versioning of the orderables, making sure that all of the services still work with orderables that are versioned. Most of them were checked. So the requisition, the fulfillment service, I think some more tests would be required for the stock management service still. And there is still one ticket to update some of the reports, I believe, in the fulfillment service as well, to understand versioned orderables. And in that case, just this next following sprint would be enough to close that work and start testing in 2 weeks for the release. Another option would involve trying to get caching in 3.7. But in that case, at least two more development sprints would be required So like at least the following one and then another one.
So we're that was typically what? I missed one word in there, sorry. It would take two development sprints to complete what?
To have caching introduced for orderables.
Okay, and what is the overall impact to not having it right now?
Probably all of our requisition endpoints will be a little slower than they used to be in the 3.6 release. This is because of the introduction of the versioning and dropping the snapshotted fields. So currently when we are reading requisitions, we cannot just read those values from the database. We need to contact the reference data service to return us those properties from the concrete version of an orderable. So definitely the requisition operations will be a little slower. This won't be like a huge impact, but we should expect that at least that it will be at least a few percent slower than it used to be. So having caching, we would not only like compensate for this change, but we would be way faster with requisitions.
Way faster. Do you have any idea as to, you know, how to quantify that?
Probably by the time required to read all of the orderables and facility type approved products, which is also depending on the size of the requisition, of course.
Okay. Well, I think what I meant there was, like you said, maybe a few percentage points slower if you don't do it. And then what, like 5 to 10% faster if we do? I know we haven't done the performance tests yet, but.
I think it would be faster than just 5 or 10%. So it would be more than just compensating the versioning.
Okay, I could maybe offer that in the past, we've seen upwards of, you know, half of the payload of a requisition is just getting orderable information. So if that is already cached in the UI, and that's what we're focused on here, if that is already cached in the UI because a previous load has already, you know, downloaded that shared dictionary, for you know, lack of a better term, then you could imagine that half of the payload of a requisition today, network payload, is gone.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah, maybe we still have to, of course, run those performance tests and work out bugs, but that's the goal.
All right. I mean, Joshua, what do you think about the timing of the release?
I think it would be, I mean, just to put it simply, I think it would be amazing to, you know, if we actually do accomplish that, I think it would be amazing to deliver that in our next, you know, dot release and just say, hey, by the way, you know, here's all the characters and requisitions. On the other hand, I think it is risky. Like, I think we would be lucky to come out of our manual regression testing without, like, a bunch of things coming out of that. So I think we should expect, like, oh, introducing this big caching and switching over all these endpoints. Well, you know, we've been doing all the groundwork and, you know, practicing a good game. Like, we should still expect that we're going to have to iron out some kinks. So, I mean, I'm in favor of it, but I'm not, you know, quite sure where others in the OpenLMS community are in terms of, like, oh, 3.7 has been so long, or you know, something like that. You know, I'm not hearing those sorts of things. So,
no, I mean, it's so much shorter than 3.6 was into the release cycle.
That's true.
I mean, from what I've heard, nobody's actually waiting on 3.7. The closest that we have is Angola, but they need something by October, I think. So I think my feeling is if we can do something in two sprints that could hopefully improve the performance a significant amount, I would think that would be worth it.
And I'm thinking that another option is also that we stick to the schedule and release 3.7, but then release like a smaller release 3.8 that just contains caching. And I think it would be also beneficial for some of our implementations, because I know that both Malawi and Angola are planning to contribute some changes that would be very useful for their release, and they probably won't be able to deliver them in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a timing issue with Angola, I know of, specifically related to the source list that Ben was mentioning yesterday on the product committee. But that's we haven't even really started designing that yet. So I feel like there's that's going to come up no matter what, to some extent. Okay, I mean, I like I said, I guess if you're looking for feedback, that's my feedback is that I think rather have the feature for 3.7 and push back 3.7 a bit than have a version 3.7 and then a couple of weeks or maybe a month later have a version 3.8 which only has one thing in it. Mm-hmm. Josh, what do you think?
I mean, I think they both sound like valid things. I mean, the thing, to Sebastian's point, that is what our architecture is really meant to be able to do. Like, we want to be able to release more often. On the other hand, the thing that we pay the most for in terms of releasing is our manual regression testing, and I still feel like we've got a lot of it, which that is pushing us in the other direction, right? So between those two things, I think you can weigh them pretty equally.
All right. We can walk that line.
yeah, pretty much. It really comes down to how much do we want, or do we even think we have an option in terms of paying for that manual regression testing.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last thing you said? You were breaking up.
Oh, sorry. I've been having audio problems all morning. Just in terms of, it really, I think, comes down to us how much we want to pay for that manual regression testing, or if we even have the option. Maybe we don't even have the option. Maybe we're going to do two, releases pretty close to each other in time, simply because of the implementation.
I don't want to do that, even because of the implementation. I'd rather come up with a different solution, but because of the cost, like you mentioned, and also because whenever we do a release, we just end up spinning our wheels for at least a sprint. I mean, that's not to negate the value of what we're doing, but we're not making forward progress most of the time. We're just confirming what we've done.
Right.
So, yeah, like my opinion is still that I'd rather have version 3.7 out a few weeks or even a month later. Like I said, nobody's asking for it. That is, nobody's like saying, oh, we need this right now in terms of the features that we're delivering. So I'd rather get it right the first time and not have to cycle back and do it again in short order.
Well, one question that came up yesterday, Sebastian, was the question I had about the not just the reports in fulfillment, but the reports in the reporting stack. Do we think we have an answer to that, or is that still like something that might be lurking out there for our regression testing?
I think this is one of those things that we would want to test, just as we verify what impact the orderable versioning could have on the other services. Because we have like definitely went over the requisition set and fulfillment, and most of the stuff there should be updated, but yeah, we should definitely confirm like stock management and probably the reporting stack as well. So it would just fall there to verify those things during this coming release or the next one.
Okay.
Another follow-on question, Sebastian, is how much of the regression testing, or how much of the testing in general could we do while being confident that the work that we're doing with this caching is not going to negate it? I know that the, perhaps the official answer is none, but I'm just checking.
I don't think I got the question.
Is there any testing that we can start doing while we're finishing up this caching work and be confident that the caching work is not going to make that test invalid or need to be done again?
Yeah, we could definitely do some testing. The testing that is related just to versioning of the order labels. So, and this is also something that I didn't mention on the backlog grooming, but I have specifically split the caching part from the order labels versioning epic. So I have created an epic that is just dedicated to caching of order labels and moved some tickets from there to this new to this new epic, because those are very separate work streams, and we can definitely work on testing the just if versioning works correctly without having caching introduced.
Okay, that's a good thing to hear. So at this point, do you just need me to make a decision about it? Me or Josh or somebody?
No, not really. So the split is already done and the testing is that we can do.
Oh, sorry, I just meant about the general question about whether we're going to release at the end of the of August, or we'll try to get the caching work included.
Okay, yeah. So what I'm hearing is that maybe it's preferable that we just take this additional sprint. And in that case, I think this is the direction that we'll be going.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Josh, if you have any, like, it sounded like you were okay with that. You're okay either way?
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so then I would say let's just go with that direction where we'll add the extra sprint. If we can start on any concurrent testing, let's do that. And then if you could just give me an update, maybe, you know, in our normal meeting next week about how we're doing and then when the release, when we can tentatively schedule the release for.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Great. Excellent. Thanks for highlighting this.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Anything else?
That's everything from our side.
And I realize now that I should have stopped the recording, but I didn't. So I'll edit this part out. Okay. All right. Well, this is the end of the showcase meeting plus extra. So thanks all.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.